The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Folks, just a quick heads up real quick. We're going to be talking about what we were talking about yesterday. How smart were our forefathers? The information revisionists do not want you to know. But before that, Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, is at it again. Who does he think he's kidding? Crazy stuff. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. So welcome to the show. You'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Cool website. I like it. Right. Do you like it? Go ahead and leave a post if you do like it. And if you don't like it, tell us, or if you don't like it, tell us what you don't like about it. But I think that you'll find that you'll like the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can check out the information that we're constantly uploading all day long, friends. It's not just bad news. It's also, and if we do bring forth the bad news, we're also always important. Above all things, bringing forth the resolve. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on both pages. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean, one again, double E, Bradley Dean, one on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Got a tour coming up this up-and-coming week here. As is, Chase is getting busy out there. He's got some stuff set up down south for us coming up, some major events. He just told me that we're going to be speaking with one of the ladies that survived Hitler's regime. And she's warning America now. So that'll be interesting as well. But, folks, if you'd like to book the Sons of Liberty, now's the time to do it. Chase is about 3 months out. There's a couple holes still left to fill. 1-866-233-0747. Ask for Chase. He is doing our booking as well. And, Chase, speaking of which, how do people get uploaded here on the live stream if they want to check it out? Can't hear you.
It's like an imaginary Chase, like his ghost.
There you go. Well, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and become a son or daughter of liberty, you can get the 6 days a week video live stream and be a part of the show in multiple dimensions.
Okay, cool. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Well, we're booking all the way out into October now.
There's some holes, though, in the meantime.
But now's the time if you want to get something rolling.
So. Okay, sounds good. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our deeds, because we love 1 John 3:18. And again, George Washington, which we're going to be speaking about the forefathers again in their intellect. He was right when he said deeds, not words. He got that from Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. And folks, to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Have you ever met someone who always copies someone else?
Yeah, parents.
It's like, you know, have your own brain.
Have you ever met anybody
thoughts.
That copies someone else?
I'm sure you have.
I'm sure you have.
Wait a second. I'm getting on this joke. Okay.
My brother used to do that to me when I was a kid. It used to make me so mad until I started to laugh.
You know, we used to have a parrot that would repeat back to you everything you'd say.
Still have it.
In the really fast mode. But it's interesting to note that you definitely want to make sure that you have the mind of Christ, the heart of God, your brain's actually his mind, Christ's mind is in your mind. Now, these are some very...
Is your mind.
That's right.
Yes.
The mind of Christ is your mind.
As he is, so are we in this world.
That's right. Now, these are some very funny and interesting facts. In fact, some are a little hilarious because have you ever done this...
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, I got to say this. So we were in Florida a while back, and we we went to this Ripley's Believe It or Not, and now they have all those funny different inventions and all those kind of learning.
It's rather
things.
Educational.
Educational,
too.
And yeah. Some of it's downright horrid, like, ugh. You know, what they do in tribal countries out in Africa to when men, women and men come of age and so on. But it's interesting to note that.
And in New York.
In New York,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
Tribal?
Yes.
Okay, tribal in New York as well. But when you walk through, they have this thing that says most people can't roll their tongue. So what you do is you look in the mirror and you think, you read the thing, most people can't do that, blah, blah. So you look in the mirror and you, what do? You roll your tongue. Like, can I roll my tongue? Like, let's see, can I, you know, fold it in half? And most people can't do that, right? But what they don't tell you is halfway into the tour, the people on the other side are watching you try to see if you could roll your tongue or bend it in half. And it's one of those funny little things. Now, this is interesting. I'll get to that in a moment. But
and they're filming it, by the way.
And they're filming it. Yeah. You can literally watch these people make fools of themselves.
Well, actually, not they, Steph. We did it, too. And we walked around, and we actually found out that we were the ones playing the fool.
That's right. But okay. I don't think I actually did do the talk. I kind of looked at it.
No, that's I always say that because that's what makes you head and shoulders above the
rest
of us.
That's right, because I was a little, you know, restrained. But this is some interesting facts. But I'm going to give one that's kind of a funny one. This first one that they gave you, it said, it's impossible to lick your elbow. And then they have the word busted after. This is on bootstrike.com, which is interesting to note that you think, of course you can lick your, you know, your elbow. And of course, you know what the thing is most people who hear this, they'll try to do that. So I sat here before the radio while you were doing the intro. I'm like, wait a second. Can you actually lick your elbow with your thumb? But they say it's impossible to do. So if you, anyone can prove us
wrong. Did you do it?
Wrong, I did. I mean, I didn't.
You know, my mama always told me, if someone tells you you can't do it, do it. Just to prove
I might
wrong.
Try later. But this is some interesting facts. Did you know that a shrimp's heart is in its head?
Wow.
Interesting. Huh. Now, people say bless you when you sneeze because when you sneeze, your heart...
A lot of shrimps in the world, isn't there?
Sorry. People say bless you when you sneeze because when you sneeze, your heart actually stops for a millisecond. Isn't that interesting to note? Now, it's physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. And if you think about it, of course, that would be physically impossible because of the fact that they're... heads and their necks are so thick. How could they look in the sky?
I care about that.
No, absolutely. No, I said these are fun and interesting facts. All right.
Okay.
Now, this is interesting to note that rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, two rats could have over a million descendants.
Wow.
Okay, now this one's kind of gross, but we should think about this, too, because we do live radio and we wear earphones. But wearing earphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times. So for all you listeners out there who wear earphones...
Have you really experimented with this to know that this is factual?
Well, according to these are facts, I told you can go to bootstrike.com. These are some funny, interesting facts. Now, a duck's quack doesn't echo, and no one knows exactly why. Most lipstick contains fish scales. Now, of course...
Lipstick.
Now, I've heard, of course, that, you know, perfume is puked up octopus, right?
That's true.
Yeah, and I've heard that.
Yep.
So it's not quite too far-fetched to say that most lipstick contains fish scales. It's very... Now, like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different. So we all... Uh-oh, are the pigs upset?
I...
Oh, see, I just want to set them. They're mad because they can't ever see the sky.
Well, maybe they're mad because...
Wow.
Maybe they're mad because they can't wear lipstick. I don't know.
I definitely
Folks, we're
going
to come right back to Stephanie. Well, she has fun. And then we're going to talk about the intellect of our forefathers. Interesting stuff. Second to none. I bet you didn't know. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Oh, we're having fun with stuff over here.
That's right.
Pretty Little Princess. They're mad because they can't wear lipstick. This is pretty crazy.
Because they can't see the sky. Okay. That's why they're mad.
I'd probably be mad, too.
Oh, definitely. You can't ever see that big, beautiful blue sky because you're so...
Pigs have beautiful eyes, though. I've noticed that.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Baby pigs, when they're first born, are really cute.
Piglets.
Yeah, little piglets. Yeah. They're very cute.
Well, I'm being facetious to no end.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll just do a few more, and then we'll go on. But
thank you.
And for those of you who didn't know that, now, over 75% of people who heard me say that, well, about licking your elbows, you can't lick your elbows. We'll try to lick your elbows. So if you are the sons and daughters of liberty out there, during the break, you try to see, hey, can I actually lick my elbow? You are part of that statistic.
You fell for it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. There's, like fingerprints,
as I mentioned. You defined parrot is what you did.
That's right. Everyone's tongue print is different. You know, your thumbprints are different.
That's true.
It's very interesting. Now, this is kind of interesting. Every year, about 98% of the atoms in your body are replaced. Now, did you know that hot water is...
Oh, okay, wait. How do you know that?
Because it's right here on bootstrike.com.
If it's on that website, it's got to be right.
Well, you know, I think there's scientific facts that go into all these different things, but it is interesting to note how your body heals and replaces itself.
Incredible.
Now, hot water is heavier than cold water, which is kind of interesting to note.
Huh.
Yeah, and this is, now this one's kind of like, how do you know that? But this is
obviously. So, like, if I threw a pound of hot water out along with a pound of cold water out, which one would fall and hit the ground first?
No, it's just...
The hot or the cold?
Well, it would be hot water, according to this. Hot water is heavier than cold water.
But wait a second. I just said, if a pound of hot water, let's say it's dropped from a building, and a pound of cold water is dropped from a building, which one would hit first the ground?
Okay, is this like a, what do we call this?
You're not thinking with me.
They're both a pound.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get
Thank
that.
You. Okay.
But according to this, it says hot water is heavier. But you know that's true. If you're, it's exactly a pound.
I just wanted to, I'm just checking.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing you. Okay, and finally, now this is the one that I'm saying, what, how do you know this? A ball of glass will bounce higher than a ball of rubber. Now, if a ball of glass dropped, wouldn't it just break?
I would think so.
I wouldn't think it would just really, like, you know, bounce. And then they say a ball of solid steel will bounce higher than one made entirely of glass, which is kind of interesting.
Huh.
So some just fun facts out here. It just, you know, guinea pigs and rabbits can't sweat. It's just like, wow. You know, sometimes you go through
life. I've heard dogs sweat through their mouths.
Yes, I have heard that before, too. Yeah. But you kind of go through life and you don't really think about some of these things. And sometimes these little fun brain facts or trivia, it's kind of like, you know, that's probably true. I never really thought about that before. That's what we're doing on the Sons of Liberty. We're getting you to think a different way. Like, wow, there's lots of things out there that we don't know.
Yeah.
And these are some.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Totally. Mm-hmm. You ever wonder why the educational scheme, they want to use revisionist? they want to lower and they want to dummy down and stupefy the people in our country to believe something that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to believe that their intellect supersedes the intellect of our forefathers. Here, let me give you a little scenario real quick. Back in the 90s in San Francisco, what they did is they took two of the worst teachers they had during testing season and 28 students that had the lowest SAT scores in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Two teachers, 28 students. Bad scoring, okay,
mm-hmm.
from A to Z.
I'm with
okay?
you.
They lied to them. They told them that they were the two best teachers they had in San Francisco. They scored the highest, and they took the 28 worst scores concerning the students, and they told them that they had the highest SAT scores.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they found out 1 year later? They found out that they actually rose to the level of expectation. You want to know why? Because they were told that they were the best.
I believe that.
And because they were told they were the best, they did their due diligence to make sure that they did it a second time.
Yeah.
So when we talk about people rising to the level of expectation, people will do that.
I think so.
Like to strive to get ahead of the game.
Yeah.
They like to stay on top, and rightfully so.
I think that's so true. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and when you encourage someone and say, hey, you're doing a great job, even when you're doing
Yeah, but I'm talking about education. You're right in what
right,
you're
but
saying, but
school,
it's kind of,
right,
yes.
But in schoolwork, even so, if you know, you've got a kid that's kind of struggling, and all of a sudden you make it fun and say, wow, you're doing a great job,
yeah.
that's their incentive to keep wanting to do a great
yeah.
job and say, wow, okay, yeah, I'm starting to get this. Okay, good. This is fun,
I can
it?
Take another channel off that little bunny trail that you're on right now, off a little bit, but saying the same thing in a different way. Interestingly enough, I was just talking to someone about this yesterday or the day before about how we will rise to the level of expectation. And what I'm doing is I'm actually contrasting that with the revisionists who are attempting to dummy down to the educational scheme in America today. And I'm contrasting that with our forefathers. Why is it that they want to actually lie to the new generation about who their forefathers were when, in fact, they're turning them up on their head rather than turning them upright?
Mm-hmm.
So in saying all that to say this, I remember in 7th and 8th grade, I almost got on the B honor roll
mm-hmm.
because I had a teacher that continuously put into me, he believed in me.
Right.
And because he believed in me, guess what I did? I rose to the level of expectation as to what he believed was in me. The goal that was in me, it was going to come forth, not without fire, of course, but it was going to come to the level. And by the way, that's how you mint gold. And so what I'm trying to say here and what I'm trying to do on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com today is bring you back to our forefathers and see the contrast between what you have been told today through the revisionists who want to dumb you down as to who our forefathers really were. And yesterday we actually brought us our listeners through fourth grade questions in 1862 concerning geography. Then we went to elementary questions in 1862. Then we went to math problems to be solved mentally in 1877 with no pencils or paper. And then we went again to some more mental math problems in 1877. Then we went over to our forefathers, and Abraham Lincoln was accredited with saying the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing free love, burnt hippies that are still stuck on PCP that are ruling the roost today because of the free love that they were taught in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So that is true, what is said. And then we went over to Harvard, and then we found out that Harvard was started by Congregationalists, those who came out of Harvard concerning our Declaration signers and our Constitutional signers and other prominent leaders that came out of Harvard. Then we went to the mottos of Harvard. And the educational philosophy and the two mottos for Harvard were Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Then we went over to Yale, only to find out it was raised, they used that college to raise up Congregationalists again. And then we found out that their mottos were, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conception of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. It's interesting that how all of those that were college professors back in the day during the revolutionary times were always pointing their finger to the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And they were using education in the process. Then what we did is we went over to Princeton and we found out, you know, who were the signers of the Constitution were, the signers of the Declaration and not in that order, and then other prominent leaders at Princeton. And then we found out that John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton University, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said he is the best friend to American liberty, who is the most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled Christian religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. He said, "Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country." So, to get you up to speed, in 1860, did you know America? Did you know 53 countries that are listening to us? Did you know the affiliates that are peppered across the United States of America that are listening to us right now? Those that are at home, those that are listening to the podcast, those that are driving the streets of America right now. Did you know that in 1860 that 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Oh, wow. 262 out of 288?
Yep.
That is huge.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
So who are we?
Oh, I wish I could go back.
Of over one-third of our faculty, they were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the colleges in the United States of America. In 1890, survey of the state of university conducted by James Angell, president of University of Vermont and University of Michigan, found that over 90% of all the colleges in America had chapel services.
Wow. Amen.
Required.
Right.
Required. 50% had compulsory chapel. 25% of all the colleges in America required church attendance. See, this is when we had preachers preaching it the way that it should be preached.
There's nothing you can say
righteousness
about exactly
and fire.
And all you see today is just the exact opposite. Judgment turned backwards. It's so clear. That's all you can say. It's just amazing. Now, if you bring anything having to do with the Lord or God or Jesus.
And we're not asking them for permission, right? We're not going into colleges or high schools in America and saying, well, is it okay if we bring up the name of Jesus? No. We already have that right. Why would I ask for permission from someone that's not abiding by the laws that God gave us by giving us rights and concerning our rights?
Right.
I'm not asking for permission. It's better to obey God than
man.
Amen. It's just that way, right? Many of the early leaders of our country participated in the revolution. Many early patriots involved writing educational plans. Now, just keep in mind, friends, they went through the heat of the battle to establish this country. Authorizing textbooks, starting universities. And one of those early leaders was Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He served in three presidential administrations, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, James Madison. And he's also the guy, when asked, are you an aristocrat or a Democrat? He said, I am neither. He said, I'm a Christocrat. We're going to come right back to Dr. Rush right after this, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Friends, did you know? 1-866-233-0747.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, Lane A Foundation, friends. If you want your feet out of the miry clay, then put your feet upon the rock. I'm giving that to you right now. You know, it was Jesus that said, the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch. And I'll tell you what, the best of our conservatives are actually pushing you into the ditch.
You know,
so you remain there so they can continuously, you know, stay on the air because they got to appease the sponsors and their wallets. Folks, I care more about freedom because if we don't have freedom, we don't have anything.
That's exactly right. Now, speaking of the founding forefathers, here's a great quote by James Madison that you posted on Facebook today. We have staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government. Far from it. We have staked the future of all our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. That was James Madison. Isn't that amazing?
Did you hear about that? He's known as the father of our Constitution.
Yep,
govern
ourselves.
Of the United States.
That's right, before God. That's where the fear of the Lord comes in.
Okay, talking about Dr. Rush, remember the guy that said, I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat? He said, I'm a Christocrat. Now listen to the fruit of this man. Look at his tree, friends. A signer of the Declaration of Independence. He helped found five colleges. He's a university professor. He authored numerous textbooks. One of the proposers of public schools. The father of public schools under the Constitution. He said this. Listen carefully. The Bible should always remain in the principal textbook in American education. He goes on. Benjamin Rush warned what would happen if the Bible were ever removed from schools. Okay? In contemplating the political institution of the United States, I lament that if we remove the Bible from schools, we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. For this divine book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, that respect for just laws, and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our government.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I have done prisons, correctional facilities. where I've talked about these principles, and I've had guards get mad at me for exposing the crimes of some of those that were in their institutions as to how to prevent the crime by using the Bible that Benjamin Rush was reciting.
I mean, it doesn't that make sense? Why don't we give the younger generation a Bible to read before they commit the crimes rather than prevention? Like you just said, prevention is better than cure, right?
Yeah.
So rather than after committing the crime, then you say, well, now we give them a Bible. Why don't we do it the right way? They should be clapping shouting you down.
You're right.
Because
but just keep in mind, those correctional facilities make over $64 billion a year in America.
Oh.
Taxpayers are paying over $64 billion a year.
To support criminals.
To support criminals.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hollywood teaches them how to commit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians right there to legislate new policy to make sure that they go into jail. They get three squares a day. Rather than preventing the crime by enforcing the laws, they actually encourage them and educate them as to how to commit the crime. And then they make money, kickback off young people in this country that are, well, for the most part, fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing here again as well. Let's go to the next one over here, Noah Webster. We all know who he is. Remember, he's the guy responsible for the Webster's Dictionary, the one that was noted for teaching millions how to read and yet not one to sin, violate God's moral law, Exodus 20. Interesting, he was a soldier in the American Revolution, a legislator, and a judge. He helped with language, the language of the Constitution. And as an educator, Noah Webster helped found Amherst College and authored scores of school textbooks, including the famous dictionary that bears his name. He was rightly called the schoolmaster to America.
Mm-hmm.
Again, friends, read Galatians 3:24 when you get a minute. He introduced the elementary spelling books, and it was used as a speller for over 150 years. This is what he said. This is going to get fun because I love how we're going to pick up the pace here. He said the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things that children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident in my mind that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. It was John Adams, my friends, that rightly said it. It's the purpose of government to restrain men from sin, not to commit the sin, the crime, towards our Heavenly Father.
Okay, now I got to add on. I got a couple good quotes from Noah Webster as well. He said, the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all our civil constitutions and laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he also said the Bible is the chief moral cause of all that is good and the best corrector of all that is evil in human society. The best book for regulating the temporal secular concerns of men.
Yeah, George Washington said, you do well to wish our learn our arts and ways of life and above all the religion of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. To the Indians, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the education in which our founders established, questions in a first grade school book in America is, what's the fifth commandment? What's required in the fifth commandment? Folks, you can't even ask professed Christians in America and expect an answer from them. What is the fifth commandment? What's required in the fifth commandment? By the way, it's honor your father and your mother. That means to hold them in high esteem.
Mm-hmm.
What is forbidden in the fifth commandment? Mm-hmm. Disobedience towards your parents.
It's also the first commandment with promise that it might be well with you and that you may live long upon the earth.
Ephesians 6:1. Mm-hmm. What is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? Wow. I got some quotes here by Benjamin Franklin, second to none. And the excellency of the Christian religion above all others, ancient or modern, said Ben Franklin. What about McGuffey? We've all heard of the McGuffey readers that used to be published in these schools in America over the last 75 years. This, of course, was about 50 or 60 years ago, not at the present. He was known, again, the schoolmaster of the nation. And he said, in making my selection, I've drawn from the present foundations of the English literature and have aimed to combine simplicity with sense, elegance with simplicity and piety with both. With a copious extract from the sacred scriptures, I make no apology. Indeed, upon a review of the work, I am not sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally transferred to these pages the chaste simplicity, the thrilling pathos, the living descriptions, and the matchless sublimity of the sacred writings.
Amen.
His lessons, folks, kids in public schools in America were taught the character of Jesus Christ.
Oh, I got this on William McGuffey.
The Golden Rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's Wise Choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion, and on prayer. Well, we even know all the way up until 1962, up until the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy where few rule over many. Well, the Supreme Court, they thought they were a bunch of demigods, and they ruled against the people, the 97% in America, that were for leaving God, the Word of God, and prayer where it was. But the 97 stood down when they should have stood up, and they've actually allowed the Supreme Court to come in and say that the studying of the Ten Commandments it's not a permissible objective.
Mm-hmm.
It might harm them in some way, like thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not lie. Now, why would the American people stand down? Here's the good news, friends. You've never lost the right. Because the Supreme Court is ruled by the same laws that we are, I don't care what they say what contradicts God's law. Because no enactment of law can contradict God's moral law, because God is the moral lawgiver. Just look above the Supreme Court chambers and the heads of those black-robed tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
Is Moses in the Ten Commandments where it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. They also put their hand on the Bible to swear to uphold the Constitution. The same ones those in the military swear to uphold the same Constitution, friends. They are not above the law, because if they are above the law, then no longer are we our own rulers, friends, under God. They're not the final say, the final arbiter, to decide the differences between right and wrong. They're to rule the referee according to what the law states, not what they think. They're not activists. They're not there to legislate law out of law. Come on, friends. Think about this.
All right. Now, I got to add something on William McGuffey. Now, in 1836, he publishes the first edition of his McGuffey Reader. Now, listen. Between 1836 and 1920, 122 million copies were sold. This is what we were educating our children back in 1836 through 1920. Millions of American children learned to read and write from his reader. Now, McGuffey penned in the foreword this quote.
Okay. So, what did you say from 1922 to what?
From 1836 to 1920.
Oh, my goodness.
122 million copies were sold. Millions of American children learned to read and write from his reader.
Now, we have those, as a matter of fact. Homeschoolers have them all across the country, yes.
Now, he penned this in the foreword to the book. He said, the Christian religion is the religion of our country. From it are derived our prevalent notions of the character of God, the great moral governor of the universe. On its doctrines are founded the particularities of our free institutions.
I got a question.
But I thought we weren't a Christian nation.
No.
Oh.
Did you hear about the flood?
Yeah.
And there was a man on top of a garage during a flood.
Yes.
And he prayed to God and he said, Lord, I want you to come save me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I want to be saved from the dilemma that we're in this country today. So the Lord sends a boat,
mm-hmm.
right? And as that boat comes by, man looks down at him and says, hey, you know, I see that you're here to save me. And the person in the boat says, yeah, you better jump in because the flood's still coming and the waters are rising.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what did that man do? He rejected it. He said, well, I'm praying for God to answer my prayer. Okay? And, you know, I'm asking him right now to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one goes by. The second one comes up and says, hey, you know, you probably better get in the boat because pretty soon you can see the water's always, the level's already up to your feet on top of the garage. You probably better get in the boat because if you don't get in the boat, you might lose your life. He looks at him and he says, you know what? I'm praying that God will save me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And all of a sudden the man drowns. He stands before God on judgment day and he says, you know, Lord, I was praying that you would send, you know, help to save my life.
Why didn't you do that?
Why didn't you do that? And the Lord looks at him and says, who do you think was sending the boats?
Exactly.
Right? See, it's the same thing with education. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and we're giving you the education that will float your boat, and I'm telling you to get in and put your feet upon the rock so you don't lose your soul and say, well, Lord, where were you at?
Yeah.
No. This is the information that brings about resolve to America's dilemma. It's right here. Go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. That's what we're doing. When we come back, I'm going to show you how smart our founding forefathers really were, friends. Hey, seriously, great information. Sit down, put your seatbelt on, and enjoy the ride. We'll be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, final segment. As promised, I love this. Well, folks, what we're doing is we're contrasting the revisionists who are attempting to dummy down and to paint a picture which is completely backwards of who our forefathers were.
Yeah, I have to say something to that, too. You know, we were just talking about during the break is when you know these quotes and actually from their mouths what the founding forefathers said, when people try to counteract that and say, well, you know, this and this, and of course we can't have, you know, religion in schools and blah, blah, when you know what our founding forefathers said from heart and memory, you can say, well, actually, it was George Washington who said religion and morality are the essential pillars
of
society.
They know that all the way up until 1962.
Exactly. So if you go back, but the point is you need to have some knowledge in your head and be able to understand some of these things. When people come at you,
but
you're not just, well,
how are you rational with irrational people?
You can't be, but
I
think...
How do you war against the people that know what they're warring for? They're not there to debate. They're there to establish.
Yeah.
They're there to dispossess you. When in Scripture, I just read this last night, it's the purpose of the church to dispossess.
Right, exactly.
You know, Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, not to compromise with them, not to back down, but rather to stand up and be made more than conquerors through him who loved us.
That's right. And if you put the irrational people aside, those people that aren't even reasonable, these are things you want to teach to your young. I mean, my goodness, put away the irrational wackos, you know, to the side and say, listen, I've got, you know, kids that need to learn this stuff. I got a youth group filled with kids that need to know this kind of stuff. Give people knowledge who are sincerely looking for it. They're just ignorant because no one's ever told them.
Well, here's the thing. When you have this kind of knowledge that we're giving the American people right now and again across the globe right now, it's interesting that you don't really have to curse the darkness. with this information, that's all you have to do is light the candle just of the truth and just lead the way.
That's right.
Because we're not combating anything other than the fact that the lie that stands in front of us. It's like this. You're dealing with atheists today. Why? We're not cutting away at the atheists. No. They're cutting away at your Christian heritage. Why are they trying to disprove that which is a fact?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're continuously fighting. And people need to wake up to this. Wait a second. You're saying that we're not this and we're not that and we're not this. That's all the fruit that we have on our tree, America. Just pay attention to your fruit. Look at your landmarks. Look at your documents. Look at your preambles, your state preambles, your federal documents. Look at your Declaration of Independence. Look at the Mayflower Compact. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean this isn't who we are? It's totally who you are. And these useful idiots want you to become a useful idiot. And as Stephanie started out on the first segment of the show, they just want you to parrot their stupidity.
That's right. And that's why they have to revise our history, because
right.
that way a dumb person doesn't know what really went on.
Martin Luther said this. He said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's word becomes corrupt. Of course. Mm-hmm. I greatly fear the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. This is also the man that people still combat today. But if it wasn't for Martin Luther, the great reformer out of the 1500s, listen, folks, he's got over 540 million dissidents.
Mm-hmm.
And because of him, we have religious freedom because of that man. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that. And that man was also prophesied into this world 100 years before he was born. Just ask John Hush, who was burned at the stake, prophesy of the golden goose, which just happened to be him. We got Daniel calling from Tennessee. Hey, Daniel, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you very much, Bradley. I'm a pretty little princess. I got a scenario, if you'll please bear with me. I'd like to hear your takes on it, if you would, please. You have, let's call a kid Joe. Joe's about 7 or 8 years old. He goes to school. He's got good and godly parents, raise him in a church, and he knows right from wrong. He goes up and goes through high school, graduates, goes to college, and becomes eventually a lawyer, and then he becomes a senator or a congressman. Now, he's been raised in a good and right way, like you have been talking about on the program today, mm-hmm. which is great and wonderful. He has God in his life. But yet he gets into Congress or the Senate and turns his back on the principles he was raised and taught.
Yep.
He leaves God out of the Senate, out of the Congress, and turns his back on it, tells the military that we Christians are the enemy.
Yep.
Our forefathers were terrorists.
Yep.
What happened?
Great point. Great. Well, I can tell you, if you look at Samuel's life, the prophet, none of his words fell to the ground. If you look at his sons, they were corrupt, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a sad scenario. Let's go over to Eli, who let the light grow dim concerning Hophni and Phinehas. Look at how corrupt they were. During the sacrifices, they would be fornicating with women. They would be, you know, taking a little off the top concerning people's you know, their own
offerings.
Yeah, their offerings. Mm-hmm. But here's the point. The sins of the father, hey, they don't follow. In other words, I'm not going to be punished for the sins of my father, just like his child's not going to be punished for the sins of his dad, or vice versa concerning the child and the father, or whatever family member it may be. Everybody's got their own choice to make.
Yep.
And when you look at Deuteronomy 30:19, you can clearly see where the Lord said through Moses, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you individually and corporately and community-wise and nationwide, so on and so forth, that I've set before you life and death. He said, blessings and cursings, therefore choose life. And when you go over to Romans 6, he said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And then he said right after that, my friend, he said, but you have obeyed that form of doctrine from the heart. Because when we are born of the Spirit of God, we love God back, and we parrot, I'm not saying that to be facetious and no pun intended,
right.
but we parrot the spirit that we're born of.
Right.
So when you, everybody's got to make their choice, my friend.
I think that's a great point, because I was going to say the same thing about we have our choices to make. But it's interesting to note that a lot of times when you see, well, you know, kids, they were raised up in the church, you know, just because, you know, I go in a garage doesn't make myself a car. Even though children are trained up sometimes in the way that they should go, that what they do is they end up turning their back on the principles of Christianity and upon the principles of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, that tends to make me think that obviously if they lost their faith, they never had a true saving
That's
faith
right.
to begin with in the first place. If it's not inwardly in your core, it's like your own children. You want your own children to have their own union with Christ.
That's right.
They don't serve because, well, dad and mom do it and that's just what I do. I go to church because I was drugged there my whole life. You want your own kids to have their own union and their own connection so that when they leave, they take that union and connection regardless of not if dad or mom are there to make sure they go to church or read their Bible or pray.
Yep.
It's got to be their own.
Yeah, we're on the final segment. Thank you for your call from Tennessee. Again, great point.
Yes.
And let me say one more thing, too, on a positive. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him, not hate him. And I've heard Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly say this. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the things that God has prepared for those that hate him. We need to understand that God is a judge, first and foremost. That is the very habitation of his throne. Psalm 89, Psalm 97. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. And it also says in that psalm, my friends, that you that love the Lord abhor evil and love that which is good. I would ask, instead of blaming just the corrupt politician, I would ask the American people, namely the 78% that profess themselves to be Christians, why are you allowing that man that says he's a Christian, but you know the difference that he is not a Christian, to continuously set in the position where you know he's destroying your country?
Mm-hmm.
How does that make sense?
Yeah.
See, again, it's coming back to take responsibility to change the issues at hand.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the real criminal is who? The politician, yes, we know that he is a criminal. But isn't it also criminal for the American people to stand back and allow him or her to destroy your nation?
Absolutely. And I think it's easy to just play the blame game. Oh,
it
it's the Congress. You know, I'm living my life. And, of course, I'm just blaming them because that's their job. Well, listen, who are they reflecting?
Okay. Again, for the sake of time, we got 1 minute left. Ready for this, friends? Charles Carroll.
All right. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, you just had a jump right there, didn't you? Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old.
Wow.
Fisher Ames entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, graduated Princeton at age 14. By the way, Fisher Ames, which preceded Benjamin Rush on my list here, he was the architect of the First Amendment. John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at the age of 4 years old, being a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6 years old, passed Yale entrance to that college exam at the age of 7.5 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Parents held him out of college till he was 13 years old. Why? So everybody else could catch up to that wise young man. Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States, soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old.
Wow.
But in America, you don't have to grow up until you're 25 years old and completely corrupt from the top
yeah,
of your
exactly.
head to the feet of your...
Soles of your feet.
There you go. You're just like all over my mistakes today.
That's what I'm here for. I'm just
all right.
mentioning.
John Quincy Adams, 6th President, performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old.
Wow.
Received congressional appointment to be the secretary to ambassador to Prussia, the court of Catherine the Great in, I'm sorry, Russia. It's been Prussia, Russia, at the age of 14 years old.
Amazing.
William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, lived as a missionary to Indians at the age of 14. James Invedel, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age of 17 years old. Friends, what you're being told is not true. The intellect of our forefathers is incredible. Let's go to spelling words tomorrow concerning elementary students and see how you do.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.